Welcome to the Life Lab Notes first ever audio advent calendar, featuring Christmas traditions from around the world and through the ages. There may be a few recipes and holiday stress management tips thrown in, and maybe a reindeer. Probably not a reindeer. December 14th, 2015. 300. The number of sheep eaten at King Richard II's Christmas feast in the year 1377. 5. The amount in shillings you were fined for celebrating Christmas in Massachusetts in 1659. 9. The number of reindeer that pull Santa's sleigh. 12. Days of Christmas, the song of that name and our subject today. 5. The number of times the Muppets have recorded a version of this song. The earliest known version of this song was published in a children's book called Mirth Without Mischief in 1780. It was lyrics only, and while there are a few different tunes for this song, the one you probably have in your head right now was created by English composer Frederick Austin in 1909, and he pretty much solidified the lyrics, too, not counting the parodies that are out there in the world. Austin changed the original four collie birds, C-O-L-L-Y, which was a regional expression for a blackbird, to four calling birds, and he added the word on to the beginning of each verse. It used to be simply, the first day of Christmas my true love sent to me. It became gave to me sometime in the 20th century, and it's the more popular version in North America, as is the five golden rings. The rest of the world tends to sing five gold rings. Here are some other lyric variations. To start with, the 1842 book, The Nursery Rhymes of England, cites, my mother sent to me. Okay, now, here are the variations for the days and the gifts therein. Day 1. In addition to the usual partridge in a pear tree, we find a very pretty peacock upon a pear tree version and a goldy ring and the part of a June apple tree version. That's what it says. Day 2. Most versions are just turtle doves, but there's one that's turtle doves and the part of a mistletoe bough. Day 3. It's French hens all the way. However, some historians think when the British said French, they simply meant foreign. Day 4. Calling birds, collie birds, canary birds, curly birds, colored birds, and corally birds can be found in various versions. Day 5. Rings that are gold, goldy, or golden. Day 6. Mostly geese a-laying, but in one case, ducks. Day 7. Mostly swans a-swimming, but in one case, squabs. Around day 8, things start to get a little crazy, and you have versions that include, on this day, ladies dancing, or maids a-milking, or hares a-running, or hounds a-running, or boys a-singing. Day 9. Drummers drumming, lords a-leaping, ladies dancing, pipers playing, pipers piping, or bears a-beating. Day 10. Pipers piping, ships a-sailing, lords a-leaping, drummers drumming, cocks a-crowing, and asses racing. Day 11. Ladies either dancing or spinning, lads a-looping or lords a-leaping, another go at pipers piping or bulls a-beating. And finally, day 12. Lords a-leaping, ladies dancing, drummers drumming, no sign of the pipers this time, or bells a-ringing. While we, through the years, have played fast and loose with the possible gifts of those last 5 days, the number 12 has stayed constant. That's because of the 12 days of Christmas, also known as Christmastide. It starts on Christmas Day and ends on the eve of the Epiphany, January 5th. Well, depending on whether you go by the Julian calendar or the Gregorian calendar. Both the Julian and Gregorian calendars have the same days of the week in them, at least in December, which is good, or we might have had to look for some more gifts to throw into leap year. Maybe a few more lords a-leaping. The Life Lab Notes 2015 Advent Calendar was written and produced by me, Sylvie Zamora, with theme music by Phil Ward, and recorded at Shy Cat Studios. Life Lab Notes is dedicated to the pursuit of interesting and possibly helpful insights about humans and life. Whatever you celebrate, and however you celebrate it, all the best.